In the day's other news, the Biden administration stepped up deportations of Haitian migrants who have gathered at Del Rio, Texas, on the border with Mexico. More flights from there left for Haiti today, with others set for tomorrow. Around 8,000 migrants remained at Del Rio as President Biden promised to get things under control. But some fellow Democrats, including Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, condemned the deportations.
Right now, I'm told there are four flights scheduled to deport these asylum seekers back to a country that cannot receive them. Such a decision defies common sense. It also defies common decency and what America is all about.
Also today, the head of the UN Refugee Agency warned the mass expulsions may violate international law. And Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott blamed President Biden's policies for encouraging the influx of migrants. Johnson & Johnson says a booster for its single-shot COVID-19 vaccine triggers a strong immune response. The company reported today on results of boosters given 2 months or 6 months after the first shot. Separately, San Francisco ordered workers at its international airport to get vaccinated. That is the first such mandate at a U.S. airport. The U.S. House of Representatives is set tonight to fund federal operations into December and raise the debt ceiling. The vote would avert a partial government shutdown in 9 days and a default on the national debt in October. But Democrats also need 60 votes in the 50-50 Senate, and Republicans oppose raising the debt limit. They traded jibes today.
Traditionally, when you have to raise the debt ceiling, you have a bipartisan discussion and ways to get spending under control. Instead, the Democrats are moving forward with an incredible spending bill based on Bernie Sanders' socialist budget, and Republicans will not be a rubber stamp for this.
What we're talking about is, are we going to pay the credit card bills that we've already racked up? You know, nothing would be more irresponsible at this critical moment than messing with the full faith and credit of the United States.
The bill also includes money for disaster relief and Afghan evacuees. But House Democratic leaders today dropped $1 billion for Israeli security, as party progressives had demanded. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will stay in power after Monday's parliamentary election. His Liberal Party won the most seats, but again fell short of a majority. Trudeau celebrated last night in Montreal. He said he had been given a clear mandate based on his handling of the COVID pandemic. In Afghanistan, the Taliban named more members of the interim cabinet, but none were women. Still, a spokesman insisted that women may yet have roles. He also promised action again on the education of girls.
We are trying to strengthen the cabinet further, and, God willing, women will be appointed to certain positions. The Ministry of Education is also working hard to lay the groundwork for the education of high school girls 6th to 12th grade as soon as possible.
Currently, only elementary school age girls are allowed to attend classes. And back in this country, a Wall Street comeback from Monday's losses mostly fizzled. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 50 points to close below 33,920. The Nasdaq rose 32 points, but the S&P 500 slipped 3. Still to come on the NewsHour, Bill Gates on how to combat the threats of COVID and climate change. How prisoners sent home from prison for COVID face a return to jail. Italy experiences a new reality of extreme weather due to climate change, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.